was a sea. Come back to me. Been screaming your name to all my friends when I'm drunk. Texting you late to see if you're having fun.
Hello, and welcome to episode one of the Irish Songwriters Podcast. I'm your host, Donna. I'm a singer-songwriter, artist from Tipperary. And yeah, I'm just beginning my kind of solo work literally this year. So it's quite exciting times. And I've wanted to start this kind of podcast for a long time too. You know, I've always been fascinated with the thought process that other songwriters have, you know, in when I have conversations with other people that create, it's always very interesting conversations. It's never kind of too samey and too small talky. You always kind of go past that normal barrier we create in conversations with the everyday. So, yeah. I've kind of wanted to do this for a while, and here we go. I have a lot of conversations lined up with friends and writers and people I've met over the last couple of years, and I'm really looking forward to sharing them with you, so it should be fun. But today I am going to start with talking about the first release as an artist or as a writer or as a creator. And I think like anyone that kind of is in a creative industry can probably draw parallels to the positives and negatives and the trials and tribulations that one has when they try and make something and then try release it. And I think those processes are two completely separate beasts. So yeah, I'm currently in the process of releasing my first single. It's out in 2 weeks on the 26th of July. It's called Feel It. It was the song in the intro there. And I think I'm just going to talk about the whole process. So, yeah. Hopefully you enjoy. So, for the first release, I'm going to try break this down into three main areas. And then within those main areas, there will be obviously lots of minor points, but yeah, you can probably put them under these three headings. So number one is the why release music in the first place, and then why this song, Feel It, specifically in my case, and why maybe you would pick a certain song in your situation. Number two then is the recording process, and we'll put like mixing, mastering, that whole side of it, we'll put all that under that heading. And then number three is the release itself and the plan behind the release. So this is probably the one I've really kind of tried to hone in on for my first release, because I think so many people so many artists fall down in this area. And it's pretty obvious why, you know, we're people that create. We want to focus on creating, making music or art or whatever it is you create. And we're not marketers, we're not business people, and that side of making music is pretty much business to a degree. Like, so yeah, that one has probably been the most interesting part of this whole process for me. So anyway, moving swiftly on. Okay, so point number one, the why. Why release music in the first place, and then specifically in my situation, why this song, Feel It, for my first release. And why release music in the first place is a pretty simple one to answer. You know, I just have a lot of songs I've written over the last 10-12 years, and I just want to get them out into the world. I don't want to spend another year keeping them under the pillow, as they say. Yeah, and there's some songs I'm just really proud of that I just want to be heard. And I also really want to get good at releasing music regularly. I want to kind of try master that process of just getting music out there like monthly if I can, or fortnightly, or well, no, that's a bit ambitious, monthly or every you know, a month and a half, that would be great if I could just kind of get the ball rolling and then work on that. Yeah, because I have a lot of songs that I'm really proud of, and I love playing live. So yeah, capture them and put them somewhere in the online world. That's kind of my big why for releasing. And then specifically to releasing Feel It was the first song for me that gave me confidence in my writing. It's 10 years old, wrote it when I was 17, and yeah, I'm still quite proud of it. You know, there's definitely some lyrics in it now that I wouldn't write, you know, because I suppose you have that 17 year old confidence and you just put down on the page what's in your head. And yeah, I really want to get a version of that out there, and the version I have, I'm quite proud of. It's really stripped back and the type of music I love listening to, that's exactly the way this record turned out. So that's my big why for releasing Feel It. Okay, moving swiftly on, point number two, the recording process. And I think if you're new to recording, this is a pretty big one to get your head around. Definitely, like, the amount of time it can take to get a track from beginning to being ready to go on the radio, it can be quite a lengthy time. So I would say definitely get into practicing recording as much as you can, as quickly as you can. Because if you're like me and you started completely playing live, getting your head around recording and the time it takes and the amount of detail it can take is a pretty hard one. And I'm quite lucky, I've been recording a good bit since kind of my early 20s, so that's about 6-7 years of knowing what to expect when you go into a studio, and then maybe the last 3 years kind of doing a bit more at home myself. And again, for this release, for Feel It, I did most of the production myself, and then my friend Jane, who's a fantastic artist, writer, producer, she kind of helped me with the finer stuff, you know, EQ and getting the vocal tuned and to a really nice level and stuff like that. So if you have a friend that is at a higher knowledge base than you in recording, definitely avail of their knowledge, and, you know, obviously pay them for their time, and, you know, maybe work out kind of some mate rates or some sort of deal that benefits you both, and learn while you see your friends in action. I said it very loud, so it might hurt your ears, sorry. But yeah, me sitting in a room watching Jane kind of do the finer points on this track, I learned a lot, and big thanks to her for helping me with this. Going back to why I kind of wanted to do it in the home studio, I kind of knew it would take less time if it did. I knew if I used the limitations that I have working at home, which is literally just a small Logic setup, 2 or 3 condenser mics, a MIDI keyboard, and then my acoustic guitar, and then my limitations drum wise, like I am no great producer of drums. So I knew I could get a nice vocal here in my home studio, and I knew I could get some sort of nice piano or acoustic guitar track, and that would really suit what I wanted for this first release. You know, I didn't want some massive produced track, because I want to save that, you know. I want to get the ball rolling, get a bit of momentum going, and then I've got some tracks that have been produced unbelievably by my friend Ryan. And I'm going to save them for kind of the right moment when I'm kind of got my head around how to release and how to get the track to people I want to hear it. Yeah, so that was my whole mindset with the recording process. Don't be too precious. Get what you can get done to a really good level, and then let it out into the world. You know, and I got it mastered in London, so shouts to Paul, did a great job there. He made it sound big. Yeah, and just from past recording experiences where I fell down is kind of wanting everything to be perfect and wanting the best guitar and the most expensive microphone, and then when you hear people that are in the top of their field, like Charlie Puth saying he records him tapping a desk into his phone and uses that in production, or like a beatbox he has in his phone, he'll put that in his mix. Or, you know, Danny O'Donoghue from The Script recording his vocal for the first time on an SM58 while everyone was with him in just the production booth or in the production room. You know, that's just a cheap dynamic microphone, and the most important part of him getting the vocal done was how in the moment he was when he did it. It wasn't about having a really expensive microphone, and obviously it was probably a nightmare to EQ and to get right, but he probably couldn't get a better take because he wasn't in the same mindset or mood he was when he was using that SM58. So again, just not being too precious, I just tried to warm up really well and kind of capture a moment where I was feeling the vocal, excuse the pun, you know. And yeah, that's really the whole overall arching theme of this first release, is obviously having a good standard but also not being too precious, because it is just the beginning. And it is like my 10th release is going to be far better than my first release, and as long as I'm proud of the track and what I could do, then it's kind of time to get it out into the world and then move on to the next one. Okay, so point number 3 is the release itself and the plan behind the release. And again, so many things I said about the recording process there about not being too precious can be applied to this. So obviously you need to get your track finished, you need your artwork, and then you need a distributor. So I use DistroKid to distribute my music. And the two recommended by Spotify are DistroKid and CD Baby. So I haven't personally tried CD Baby. I can't comment on what I think of them. I can't give you a comprehensive review. But DistroKid have been unbelievable. I think I used the second package, the $30 or something like that you pay, and you can release for two artists as many amount of tracks as you want in a calendar year. And then you can get your... See, I was going to use the cheaper package, but then that didn't give you the option to pre-release. And every bit of advice that I have garnered online has been like, just get a pre-release and give yourself a lot of time. So if you do get a pre-release and you through DistroKid, you can get your Spotify for Artists pretty much together once your pre-release date goes live. So I set mine 4 weeks before, and literally the day the track went live for pre-release, I was allowed to get my Spotify for Artists profile and get verified, and then submit to Spotify's curators to see if I can get on their what are they called, playlists. There we go, Connor, brain fart. And yeah, so obviously that's a whole process in itself, and I plan probably on doing a whole podcast on that whole process of trying to get playlisted. And just for any advice you need on releasing, I would really recommend a promotion company called Burstimo. They're specifically a music promotions company, and they're fantastic. Their online content is probably the best I've seen, especially specific to me, because they've worked with some Irish artists, so they've got them on like the Breath of Fresh Air playlist on Spotify, and they've got them radio play both in Ireland and in England. So their advice, it's kind of backed up really. So I would I pretty much used their videos as a template on what to do to release. Like I picked DistroKid as a distributor because they recommended them specifically for the reason of getting on Spotify for Artists nice and early. Yeah, so plan wise for my release, I gave myself 4 weeks obviously, and then got some nice artwork done, and some just small videos for Instagram saying like, oh, this track is available in 2 weeks or available the 26th of July. That was kind of my plan, and rolling some of them out now. Have I paid for much advertising? I've been doing some Instagram ads, just actually just testing areas outside of Ireland the last week kind of been doing like maybe €5 just for a day, and then maybe sending like the video to like South America or like in Europe, and then the whole funnel that day will go down through the stories video. We'll send them to the pre-save link, and they can either pre-save it on Spotify, so that will kind of look really good for me, because then straight away they will follow me on Spotify, and that helps with Spotify's algorithm. Or else they can like save it on Apple Music, you know, pre-buy it, and then they get it on the day, and that obviously helps chart or whatever. But yeah, so just trying out all those kind of areas so I can be better then for the next song, and you know what to do, what not to do. It's all just a testing process. So some good content coming out for those, and I got some posters done for myself. I just got kind of like with the artwork on a big blow up poster, just to stroke my own ego, because fucking why not. Getting registered for IMRO, that's kind of another beast in itself. I was quite lucky. I have IMRO is the Irish Music Rights Organization, so it's the body in Ireland that claims your royalties, and yeah, so it gives you money for whatever radio play or whatever live play. You can kind of submit that to IMRO and they will collect that for you, and I think you get paid like, I don't know, maybe once every 6 months, maybe every 2 months, I'm not sure, to be honest. I haven't really delved into that, but I had a previous release with Fairhaven, so I was able to get registered with IMRO quite quickly. And if that's another reason to just get a release out into the world, because if you don't have one, then it's quite hard to register for IMRO. You need like a publican or a landlord to sign off that you've played one of your songs more than 11 times in their venue if you don't have a song live like on Spotify or on iTunes. So I was able to use the song I wrote with Fairhaven for getting registered as just a artist or as a songwriter for IMRO. So again, it's another good reason to just get a song into the world. And yeah, I'll obviously have more stuff to report on that. And I think because I've given my, like, you get the 4 weeks of pre-release, it kind of settles you a little bit. Like, you're more patient and you do put time into making a good bit of content for this one track, if that makes sense. You know, you want to put the time in and you have the time. I think when I released the Fairhaven before, we did like one little promo video and people were great, actually, to be fair. People kind of get, I think people do that. They get behind you if you're bringing out your own music. They kind of in some way see that it takes a lot of effort. But when we did it with Fairhaven before, we used a different distributor that didn't give you any pre-release time, and we didn't really look into the promo side of things. Like, didn't know what I was doing, to be honest, you know, and I still probably don't, but anyway, this is kind of the experience that I've had so far. And I'll report back on as to like how I found it, and was it a success or was it not a success. I'd love to get on some small Irish kind of playlist, that would be great, and then I have a little bit of radio play lined up, so that would be nice too. But yeah, this track probably isn't as radio friendly as the next track I'm bringing out, and I know that already, but who knows, you know, just be optimistic and just putting a bit of work in behind the scenes, and hopefully people do like the track as much as I like it, and it gets gets heard some places. So that's kind of the plan behind my release. I don't really know anything I'd do different. I didn't want to pump money into a big music video for this, or even pump time into making one myself. I don't think that would serve me, to be honest, as much as just some decent targeted ads, and yeah, kind of exploring those kind of things. But it's cool, it's a big learning curve, and I've kind of started to enjoy it. I'm already looking forward to doing more in the next release, and pretty much today, once I finish this podcast, I'm sitting down and just making some 30-second clips that can be used as swipe-ups for Instagram. Yeah, so that whole kind of area is cool. And I know, like, I always meet musicians and they're like, oh, I hate that Instagram shite and that social media shite. And yeah, fine, I get it. But I think if you kind of approach it from making art, that kind of perspective, you know, you can make some really cool stuff, and it is really satisfying once you finish kind of a little video, you know. And just be yourself. Like, if you're not, like, not everyone's Lewis Capaldi, you know. We're not all fucking comedians on Instagram, and that's just, that works so well for him because that's who he is really, in, as a real person. So just kind of, I'm just trying to do things that I find funny or I like find interesting, and I think that's the only way you can approach it, just kind of be true. And I really start to enjoy it. So those are definitely things I'll report back on when I'm all done, and hopefully it helps someone. Hopefully someone will hear this, and then releasing music for them won't be as daunting as it once was. It's definitely not going to be as daunting for me the next time I do it, and then it'll just get better as I keep rolling. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me on social media, I'm Dawn Music on Instagram. It's probably where I do most of my chatting shite. You can get me on Facebook, Dawn Official. What else? Twitter, Dawn Official. Yeah, those are my socials pretty much. My single's coming out July 26th. There's a link in my bio on my Instagram and on my Twitter that will take you to a pre-save. So if you want to support me, that would really, really mean the world. It would really help me with the whole Spotify algorithm thing. And yeah, that's pretty much all the plugging I'm going to do. I have some great guests lined up, and I'll see you back here for episode 2. Latest.